Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Lightyear is hitting theaters, ready to take you to infinity and beyond. Although you can't really go beyond infinity because it's adding a modifier to something that there's not a bigger thing than. Infinity is infinity. It's kind of like when they wrote the Constitution and they said a more perfect union. If something's already perfect, you can't make it more perfect. In my TED Talk today, I'm going to... This review is brought to you by Storyblocks. Find the plan that's right for you at storyblocks.com/Dan and stay tuned until the end of this review for more info. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my review of Lightyear, the first Pixar film to hit theaters, actual movie theaters, in quite some time. It is a quasi-spinoff of the Toy Story franchise. We'll talk a little bit about that. The movie's directed by Angus McLean, who is the co-director of movies like Finding Dory and a Pixar veteran. The movie's also written by a Pixar veteran, Jason Headley, who was a writer on 2020's Onward. And Lightyear's a bit of a tough premise to explain. I think it's part of what's led to this online outrage, although it seems like there's an outrage online about just about everything, with Chris Evans voicing the character instead of Tim Allen. And the important thing to know is that this is not the Buzz Lightyear from the Toy Story films. As the movie explains in some perhaps hastily added text right up at the front, this is the movie that exists inside the Toy Story universe that the little boy Andy saw that made him want a Buzz Lightyear action figure. So just imagine you're living in the Toy Story universe. You go eat at Pizza Planet, you get one of those little green aliens, and then you would go to a movie theater and see this movie that we're watching in the real world.
Buzz Lightyear, mission log. Planet clearly uninhabitable. What? In fact, outright hostile. Sentient foliage have apprehended cadet...
It is something that takes a little explanation, and I wonder if Pixar knew exactly how kind of confusing it might be to the average person when they decided to take this approach. But for anybody that knows the difference and thinks it's weird that the character of Buzz Lightyear in the movie would have one voice and the character of Buzz Lightyear, the action figure, would have another voice, well, I mean, Captain America is played by Chris Evans in our universe, and yet if you were to buy a Captain America toy...
My name... Captain America.
As fictional stories inside of fictional stories go, I think it does what it's supposed to do, which is to sell you on why the character Andy from Toy Story loved this movie and wanted a bunch of merchandise, but also to make a movie that sells real kids on this movie and will make them also want a bunch of merchandise. I think that there's a lot of Buzz Lightyear stuff that's going to go flying off shelves this summer and probably into the holiday season. As we all know, Buzz Lightyear is a space ranger who finds himself stranded on an alien planet along with the crew that he's been charged to protect. Buzz's experiments with finding a new fuel source to get everybody home result in years passing by very quickly. There's a scene in the middle of this movie that I'm going to call Interstellar Junior, because it explains a lot of the same scientific concepts that we learned about in Interstellar, but in a much more easily digestible way. Buzz eventually finds himself working with the granddaughter of his most trusted space ranger companion. The grandmother is Alicia Hawthorne, voiced by Uzo Aduba.
Whatever the galaxy may throw your way, will you please turn that off?
It's just too easy.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Yeah, but in a supportive way.
Her granddaughter is Izzy, voiced by Kiki Palmer, who is soon to be seen in Jordan Peele's next film, Nope, coming out later this summer.
So we fly up there. We blow up the ship, and surprise, robots, you're toast. Then We put your crystal in the turner
and finish the mission.
The new generation of Space Rangers also includes the clumsy Mo, voiced by Taika Waititi, and an ex-con named Darby, voiced by Dale Soles. Buzz also has a robot cat sidekick named Sox, who's voiced by Pixar creator Peter Soane.
Sensors indicate you've missed 4 birthdays. Would you like a frosted snack cake to celebrate?
And the character of Sox actually, I think, nearly torpedoes the premise that this is a movie that exists inside of the Toy Story universe, because Sox is such a cute character, I find it incredibly hard to believe that no merchandise or toys were ever made for this character and that Sox did not pop up in any of these subsequent Toy Story films. I think that Sox toys would have been just as popular as Buzz Lightyear toys. Maybe if you go back to Toy Story 3, there's a Sox toy in the background of the daycare or something. That would have been some very forward thinking on Pixar's part. But Sox is one of those standout Pixar side characters. I think a lot of people are going to walk out of the movie talking about Sox more than anybody else because Sox gets the funny lines. I think it's the best written part in the movie, honestly. And I think that there are going to be a lot of Sox toys that are sold in the real world, even if we didn't see them in subsequent Toy Story installments. Pixar has kind of developed 2 speeds. There's the speed of this movie, which is very much about action and humor and laughs, etc., but not a whole lot below the surface. And then you have movies like Turning Red, the other Pixar film that we've seen this year, which is filled with allegory and metaphor about puberty and growing up. It's the kind of movie that we saw with Inside Out. There have been great movies in both of these different speeds that Pixar has made. My favorite tend to be the ones that kind of speak to this deeper meaning, that have a little bit more underneath what we're seeing on screen, but that doesn't mean that the other kind aren't good. Lightyear is at the Cars Finding Dory speed. It's content to be cute and exciting, but not much else, and that's usually not a problem. It's just that Pixar kind of got us hooked on the good stuff early on, that when we get sort of a lighter entry, it feels like it's missing something. It's only because of the Pixar grading curve that Lightyear feels a little bit lightweight, but at the same time, if you were going to take real-world pandemic considerations and money out of it, it does feel like Turning Red is the movie that deserved to have an adoring audience of kids watching it in the theater, and Lightyear is the one that you could watch at home. Of course, that was never going to happen. Pixar and Disney are never going to put anything even close to the Toy Story franchise not in theaters, because this movie is going to make a lot of money. But Lightyear, the movie, like its hero Buzz Lightyear, is built for speed, and Lightyear is the closest to a pure summer blockbuster that I think Pixar has ever made, even more than the Cars films, which were the emptiest of Pixar empty calories. I think that Lightyear is better than all of those films, but it also did lose my interest in the middle of the movie as Buzz and his wacky Space Ranger crew were struggling to form together as a team before the inevitable third act team-building crisis. As with all Pixar movies of any speed, Lightyear looks fantastic. I love what they did not only with character design, but with animation, particularly Buzz's nemesis, the evil Zurg, who has an almost live-action stop-motion-y quality to his animation. It kind of helps set him apart from everybody else in the movie. The action is big, the colors are bright, the jokes flow. In other words, Lightyear is your pretty typical summer fare, well worth your time in the air conditioning, but doubtful to be remembered for too long after the credits roll. And honestly, if the profits for Lightyear make Disney and Pixar seem like they can take a risk on the next Turning Red or the next Soul, then I can think of far worse movies that are safer bets that you can use to line the corporate pockets in order to bankroll a riskier project down the line. As a matter of fact, the trailer for the new Minions movie that I saw before Lightyear proved to me that there are far worse case scenarios when it comes to studios putting out kids' entertainment. I'd recommend Lightyear to families, Pixar fans, animation fans, and a more or less general audience. I don't think it's going to knock your space boots off, but you're going to get some laughs, you're going to get some thrills, and hopefully by the end of it, you'll get a firm grasp on how to explain this movie to your friends who don't know exactly what this movie is or why Tim Allen isn't voicing Buzz Lightyear. By the way, if you have some of those friends, probably internet friends, who are railing against Disney firing Tim Allen, they didn't fire Tim Allen. He's going to be on Disney Plus in a Disney Plus original series based on the Santa Claus movies. So Disney and Tim Allen are perfectly fine. They just chose to take a different, if somewhat confusing, approach to the character in this film. One quick side note, this is the third instance this summer, following Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Jurassic World Dominion, of a notable line in the theatrical trailer not making it into the movie.
Please record your last words.
Do not vomit inside the vehicle.
Do not vomit inside the vehicle.
If you are satisfied with this recording, speak or select one.
So it's a general recommendation for Lightyear. If you are a Pixar fan who goes in for that deeper experience, you may be somewhat disappointed. If you're just going in to find an entertaining family animated film, then I think it's a lot better than so much of the other stuff that's put out in the marketplace today. What do you think? Are you going to be blasting off with Lightyear this weekend? Let me know down in the comments below. And before I go, I want to thank my sponsor for this review, Storyblocks. Storyblocks has an ever-growing library of 4K and HD footage, After Effects and Premiere Pro templates, music, images, sound effects, and more to give you everything you need to bring your stories to life. And it is always growing and demand-driven. All of these assets are also royalty-free, so you can use your downloaded content anywhere for commercial and personal use. And the Storyblocks Unlimited All Access plan gives you unlimited downloads for the over 1 million plus assets in their library, so you can find the perfect fit, create more, and spend less without sacrificing quality. And the stories you can tell with all of the resources that are available with Storyblocks are truly infinite. Do you want to make your own Lightyear-type Toy Story space fan film? With Storyblocks, you've got all the elements you need. Here's a shot of a spaceship leaving Earth. So you're zooming around in your experimental spaceship going through the stars. These are both separate elements. You have a cockpit element. You have this great zooming through space element. And let's say you land on some deserted Martian looking planet. You don't know what you're going to find there. And you find a friendly dancing alien. Why not? Why can't these aliens have some fun too? If you need it, chances are Storyblocks has it, and you can choose a plan that works for you from their selection of flexible subscriptions that scale to give you all the content and tools you need to focus on creating and not worrying about budget. And you can find out more right now by heading over to storyblocks.com/Dan. That's storyblocks.com/Dan, D-A-N, to check out their library and find the plan that's right for you. Thanks, Storyblocks, for sponsoring this review, but most of all, thank you for watching it. I'll be back very soon with the latest in movie news, reviews, box office, and more. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.